haven't been able to use it because I did my graduate work in mysticism, and the principles of spiritual alchemy are the foundation energetic pattern of the mystical journey. I look at what's happening, the reasons why you would be sitting in an audience like this today. And the fact is that if you're being drafted into a process of alchemy that you probably are not even aware could ever be happening to you. Let's start with a definition, and let's think of the science of alchemy as the science that gives energy a tangible form. By learning some of the principles of alchemy, what you learn to do is understand, manage, focus your attention in such a way that the relationship of energy to matter and matter to energy takes on a very profound shift because it goes from being merely theoretical to actually practical, because what I hope to leave you with is a hands-on way to look at your life so that at least you can use one or two alchemical principles to manage yourself when you're in circumstances that would take power from you, or when you need to consider that the time has come to heal something, or when you're dealing with coming to terms with the fact that there is a part of you that is what I would call non-local, meaning even though you're sitting here in front of me in a workshop, that is where your body is. But I can assure you that if I said, okay, let's find out where the rest of you is, the majority of your psyche, your spirit, your soul, is anywhere but in this room. It's in your history, it's in your house, it's in tomorrow, it's in next week, it's in your office, but it's not here. And that part of you is non-local. Now if, for example, something happened and you had an interreaction or interrelationship or some kind of collision with somebody, and you left there, except you didn't leave there, your body walks out of the room, but the rest of you doesn't. It's staying where that happened. What's really happening, and this is what alchemy is about. It's about recognizing, where did your energy go in this world of matter that you live in? You walk out of the room, but you feel anchored. Your stomach hurts. Imagine that. We meet, and I say something to you like, I wouldn't be caught dead in that outfit. You look positively ridiculous, and I think I'm doing you a favor by saying everybody thinks that. Now, bear in mind that you're standing there and you're hearing this, but where I've gotten to you is here. Okay. I'm from that point on, I have just done alchemy. I have done an alchemical spell. If I were to take you back and let's say that this was the year 1200 or 1400, the language I would use then is that I would say, I just cast a spell on you. And I converted your energy into matter. I've caused your energy to lose matter. And I've caused your matter to lose energy. Both are true. The image, as many of you know, an alchemist, historically, archetypally, is someone who is associated with the journey of converting lead into gold. The image, how many of you have ever taken a workshop with me before? So most of you haven't? Is this so? Oh, how wonderful. New people. Ah! Okay, I'm going to introduce you to my art. There are a couple of images that I use, and one of them has become my logo. I always describe the human energy system with this guy. And the energy circuits coming into the top of your head represent what you might call prana or life force or whatever. This is your auric field, and this, of course, is you. Now,